Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem, as we continue in Perek Tolan, the 20th Perek in Masechta Shabbos, all various types of inyanim discussed in this Perek, and we connect to Borer a little bit today. So let's read the Mishnah again on Kuf Lamites Amid Beis. Nosin Mayim Agabi Ashmarim Bishvil Shiyetzalu. A person, if somebody has dregs of the grapes, the peels, the seeds, and all of the grapes that are mushed together in a sifter, in a strainer, and one wants to pour water on them so that underneath ends up being water flavored by the wine, that's okay. One is allowed to do that. That's not an act of borer. That is, you're just pouring the water, and therefore it would be okay, halachically. And one is allowed to strain wine with a handkerchief, ubikfifa misras, and a type of Egyptian basket. This is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the context of wine being okay as it is. If wine is drinkable as it is, and I am just separating it to make it even better than it was beforehand, but it's really, I would drink it even without the brera, that would also be okay. That we mentioned, again, yesterday and weeks ago as well, in terms of the filters. Filters on Shabbos. If somebody would never drink water without a filter, only if it's filtered would I drink the water, then one is not allowed to use that on Shabbos, because that's borer. But if somebody would drink the water anyway, I would drink the tap. I just filter it just to be extra. It's not because I'm worried about the bugs, or not because I'm worried about the impurities. It's just because I wanna have a cleaner. But I would drink it anyway. If I'd be on a tiyul, if I'd be somewhere in somebody's house where they give me tap water, I would drink it. So then there's no problem. That's this halacha. That if I'm just doing it for extra sinun, so then it is not a problem. Vinosin beitza bimisanenes shalchardel. What is allowed to put an egg in a strainer so that the yellow of the egg goes down onto the mustard seeds in order to give them color, and the white, the chelbon, is kept in the strainer on top. That's also okay. We'll have to see why that is in Borer in the Gemara. Vyosei nomlum b'shabbos, and one is allowed to make this type of mixture that is used lirafua sometimes on Shabbos. One is allowed to make it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, well, it depends. B'Shabbos b'kos, on Shabbos you can make a small amount of it. B'yantif b'lagin, u'b'moed b'chavis. And on yantif, one is allowed to make a medium amount of it. And on chalamoed, one is allowed to make even a barrel amount of it. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, akolafi ha'archem. Rabbi Tzadok says, well, it all depends on the amount of guests, whatever your need is. And if there is a larger need, you're allowed to make a larger amount. And a smaller need, one will be able to make a smaller amount. All different types of issues that come up. So let's talk about each one. Amar Ze'iri, Nosnin Adam Yayin Salul Umayim Tzalulin L'tocha Mishmeres B'Shabbos Ve'ina Choshes Avalachurin Lo. Ze'iri is machalik between different types of process wine in the processing stages. Sometimes you have, and the Rashba expands upon this, where he talks about there are three different types of wine mixtures with water. You have very thick amounts, you have medium, and then you have pretty thin amounts. Pretty thin amounts that's not being discussed. If you have basically good wine to drink, you have a couple of little pieces that nobody really cares about, that for sure is okay. But if you have a little more than that, the Ze'iri still says that's okay. Notin adam yayin salul. A person is allowed to put this clear, relatively clear wine, umayim slulim atocha mishmeres b'shabbos, in the strainer on Shabbos, v'ina choshesh, and one doesn't have to worry about borer, aval achur in lo. But if it's really achur, if it's really the type of mixture that you have, it's murky, right? One wouldn't really drink it without straining it, so one would not be able to strain that on Shabbos. Meisve,
orange juice.
What if orange juice with pulp, and you don't like the pulp? You drink it both ways, so it's not a problem. You're in the mood for non-pulp, and you only have pulp. So if you drink it anyway, it's okay. It's like the wine. You drink it anyway. Especially if you ask somebody, who wants my pulp, right? So then you take it out and give it to them, then that's already ocham mitoch psolas. That would be even the best idea. Meisve, second wide line, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Torit Adam Chavishal Yayin, Yena Ushmareha, a person is allowed to stir a barrel of wine with it shmare and vinosin, Latokam Ishbarez Bashabis, Veina Choshes, and he could put it into a strainer and not worry about it. So obviously, if you're stirring it, so isn't that talking about Mayim Achurin? Yayin Achurin? If you're stirring it, it must be a mixture. Tirgama Ze'iri Bein Hagitos Shanu. Ze'iri says, no, that time period is Bein Hagitos. What does Bein Hagitos mean? It's the time period when you are processing the wine. Their people will drink this. Even though it's thick, people aren't worried about drinking this Bein Hagitos. Rashi says, Shekol Hayenos Achurin. All the wines are Achurin at that time. V'shosanosam b'shmerayim v'hilkach ein kan tikun de'belav hachi mishtati. As we have been saying, at that time, see, it's interesting, according to what's the chiddush of this line of the Gemara, you could have different behaviors based on different times of the year. If at a certain time of year, you drink it, but, you know, it's just that I'd rather not right now, so that would still be mutter, because generally we would drink it both times, even without it. Good. Umasan is ayan besudarin. We're allowed to strain wine with sudarin, the Mishnah said. Amar of simi barchia, ubilvad shalayase guma. As long as one doesn't make a guma. What's a guma in this context? Again, I'm putting a garment on top of a barrel in order to strain it. So the Gemara says, I can't make an indentation going down. I'm going to pour the wine in. Why? Because that would make all the wine go towards the middle if I indent it. So why is that problematic? So Rashi has 2 days. Rashi says, you're not allowed to do that either. Uvdin dechol, looks like a weekday activity. Or number two, asilidei schita. If I make it indented all the way towards the middle, so that's going to become really wet. That's where the mixture is going to go, and I'm worried. I might have to squeeze it out because it's all going to go to one place. So that is the reason why you're only allowed to put it flat on top, but not indented down. Ubekfifa mitzris, and the other type of straining instrument is the Egyptian basket. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, ubilvad shelo yagbia mikarka iso shokli tafach. As long as I don't put it a tefach above the bottom of the kli. Why? What am I worried about? Pashtus is ohel. Worried about a type of ohel here, as we'll see in the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rav, hai prunka, a type of rag. Apalge de kuba shari, akule kuba aser. If I'm covering half of a kli, that would be okay, that's mutter. But the whole kli would be aser. Rashi again here says, ohel is the issue. The Rashba is upset about this because he says what? Whenever you put a cover on a kli, it's going to be an ohel. If a pot cover, it's going to be an ohel? No, where it usually does not belong there, like the case we were just talking about, strainers and a mishmeres, the beginning of our parak, they're already okay, you can talk about OLs. But if you have a regular cover, that's what it sounds like, you're putting the cover on, you're doing it to strain it. So that's why he argues with Rashi, he assumes, no, this looks like you're putting on a mishmeres. It looks like you're putting on a strainer. And that could be, as we said in the first Mishnah, that could be ohel, even maybe in the Daraisa world. Though in Mexico, or it's alif enough looking like the Darabanan that would be included in that. But either way, Machlokas Rashi Rashba, what exactly is the issue here? Amar Rav Papa, lo nehadek inish tzinaisa, bipume dekuzni dechavita. Tzinaisa are little wood chips. If I'm not allowed to stuff those into a top of a barrel, so that when the barrel is emptied and the wine is emptied out of the barrel, it's basically straining because they stuffed in tightly these pieces. So when it comes out, it's going to function like a strainer. So I'm not allowed to do that. Mishum de Mexican mashmeres, because it looks like you have created a strainer. That's where, interestingly, the Rashba looked at the next line of the Gemara to interpret the previous line. Mexican mashmeres. Rashi looked at the previous line, which was speaking about ohel. So they each looked to figure out what exactly was Rav's line talking about. De Bei Rav Papa, Sha'afu Shichra Mimana Lamana. Rav Papa, in the house of Rav Papa, they used to pour beer from one kli to another kli. In order to strain it and get the dregs to lechora float to the bottom, they poured it back and forth from one kli to another kli. Amle Rav Acha Midifti L'Ravina, Ha'ikin Nitzotzotz. What about the nitzotzos? What about the little drops? What are those little drops? Rashi says, Ketanos hanishofos ba'achrona. What does that mean? When somebody pours a mixture, let's say I have soup and vegetables, and I want to put it away after Shabbos, and I want to put the soup in one container and the vegetables in another container. So what am I going to do? I'm going to start pouring from the big pot into a container. The poskim say, I'm allowed to do that up until it gets slow. Up until the drop and the flow starts getting slow. Why? Because once it starts getting slow, now that's borer. Now that's separating. Up until that point when I'm pouring the soup. So that's the soup, that's the liquid on top. That's not intertwined into the vegetables. But once it starts getting slow, so then that's borer. That's separating from the vegetables. So that's the question here. Rav Acha says, what about the nitzotzos? When it gets slow, when you do the beer back and forth, aren't you worried about that? Nitzotzos, lebei rav papa lo chashivi. No, they don't really care about those nitzotzos that the... you know, that part of the beer is not so chashiv to them, they're not makbid on it, and they just throw it out. Right, the bottom line of Rashi, Yukshimagil and Itzotas, Mashal Chain, Upsalasan Lechutz. Right, they don't try to get it to the last drop. Right, when that starts, they throw it out anyway. So that's why, and that's where Papa, they don't have to be worried about it. Again, all of these examples, almost all, related to the first couple of lines of the Mishnah, were issues of Mechzi Kaborer, or it looks like Borer, and most of the cases were in that world. We had a couple of Ohel issues along the way.
The case you just gave with the soup, is that specifically when you're putting it away? Someone wants to eat the last drop.
Right, so the case of the soup, if somebody that's a shy. Let's say somebody wants more soup. And they don't want any vegetables in the soup, and you're finishing it. So that's good from the bad. The question is this a kli? That's the shot, because you don't have yad. Right, you have miyad, you have ochel. So the only other way to do it is to take it out with a ladle. A ladle is not called a kli, for sure. Right, a ladle is if you put it in a ladle, because that you're just using that because you can't get it out with a, not separating, you're just taking out what you want right now, because you can't do it with your hands. That's an extension of your hand. So that's a question. Probably if you don't have a cover, sometimes you put a cover on the top of the pot to block it. So that would be more of a cleat. Or, where does this come up? Tuna fish cans. When I open up a tuna fish can. So sometimes if I want to get the liquid out, after I open it, I keep the cover on and I hold it down and I squeeze it out. That is a borer situation. That's a problem. Right, what I have to do in that case, right, tuna fish cans. A, how do you open the can? That was the first Shiloh. B, next question. How do you get to separate the liquid and the solids? The best thing to do is just to take the tuna out and leave the liquid in. Right, do it over a sink so it doesn't spill. So just take the tuna out instead of that. Because again, in that case, without the cover, if you want to pour out just the top liquid, that will be okay. But once it starts getting slow, this is the case of nitzotzos. And therefore it would be a problem. And then the third part is this, how to do lisha. But again, anyway, but that is the issue with the tuna fish. Again, this comes up, a related issue. Not exactly the same, but a related issue that once it becomes, only when it gets, when the flow becomes slow, that's when there is a taroves. A similar idea is discussed by the in the postgame by the Taz. The Taz is heter. What's the Taz is heter? Let's say there is a fly in my soup. What if there is a piece of hair? Something I don't want. So what do we usually say? Oh, as long as you take out some good with the bad, it's okay. Right? That's one of the heterim of borer. So the question is, why isn't that borer? What do you mean? I'm taking out the bad that I don't want. So I'm taking out a little good with it also. So that'd still be, but I'm still taking out the bad from the good. I'm taking out a little good also. But isn't that also taking out a little bad from the good? The Taz says that's mutter. But what's the svara? Explains the Chazon Ish. No, the svara is that if I have a hair in my soup and I take out some good along with it, I have removed the entire mixture. I didn't just take out the bad from the good. No, what is that hair mixed with? It's only mixed with the soup right around it. That's all. If I have a rotted piece of fruit, and I'm going to cut off the rotted piece of fruit, so I take off some of the good. Well, that rotted piece of fruit is not in a taroves with the good part on the other side of the fruit. It's only with what it's connected to. Right, all of these, borer is only what's connected. Let's say if somebody has, some posts can say if somebody has a sticker, a label on a challah. So taking the label off the challah, so first of all, it should not be removed before Hamotzi because of Lecha Mishnah. But let's say afterwards, I want to remove it. It says the name of the bakery, whatever it is. So then, the Shmir Shabbos calls that you should take off a little bit of challah. What do you mean? You're still taking the bad from the good. The answer is, no, that label is only in a mixture with the part that's surrounding it and the part that it's touching. So to here, that's the Chazon Ish explaining the Taz, and that's the similar idea here. Once you get to the nitzotzot, now that's the top layer of liquid is not mixed into to the vegetables and the chicken. It's only the part that is mixed in, that's the borer situation. Okay, these are all similar ideas related to borer that, like we discussed, back on Daf Ayin Dalet, which was the Amud in Shas, the main Amud in Shas about borer daraisa, Ayin Dalet and Aleph, but this Gemara also has an important point. Okay, we continue. Menosim beitza b'mesanenes. One is allowed to put, the Mishnah said, the egg into a strainer, even though the white and the yellow of the egg will be separated, and the yellow is going to go down to color the mustard seeds, but still that's mutter. Why? Tani Yaakov Karcha. Yaakov Karcha says, Lefish ein osin osa el legavein. A person is only doing this to color. What does that mean? Rashi, lemar'eh. You're not doing this. You're not separating in order to eat one, to partake of one, and therefore it's not a problem. The Achronim explain, but it's still borer. Aren't you separating? So they say, again, we usually hold that even though there are two edible items, whatever you want is the ochel, whatever you don't want is the psolus. Whatever you're using now is ochel, whatever you're not using now is psolus. But here, you're not using either of them, really. You're just coloring one of the items. That's why you're separating into color. So in that circumstance, if both of them are usable, you're just using one for a different type of purpose, that's not borer, says the Gemara. Rashi says on top, Hilkach idi v'idi ochel hu, ve'ein kan breiras psolas me ochel. Hard to know exactly how to extend this, how to apply this, but this is what the Gemara says. Also, it relates to this, are you allowed to color the mustard seeds? Isn't that a different malacha? Forget borer. What about soveya? You're doing tzviya. So that's the principle of ein tzviya ba'ochlin. There is no isser of tzviya of color when it comes to foods. There's no isser of coloring when I make tea on Shabbos. Right? Once I get out of the bishul issues, there's no, and the borer issues with the tea bag, like we discussed a couple days ago, but there's no issue of coloring. Right? If you make iced tea, no problem. Why? Because there's no malacha of tzviya when it comes to foods. Many malachas do apply to food. Many malachas uniquely apply to flood. Dash and toche, not uniquely, but all these malachas apply to flood. Borer. Soveya is one of the malachas that do not. The Shulchan Aruch says, Litain karkom betavshil, the end of Siman Shin Chaf, to put a type of spice in a tavshil, mutter, vein lachish lo mishum soveya, de'ein tzviya ba'ochlin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The only time when it might be a problem is if where I'm using the food, I'm coloring the food because I'm not using it as a food. I'm using it as a symbol. I don't know, let's say a caterer wants to color something for a centerpiece, and it happens to be food. So that might be an issue. Or the post can talk about on Pesach. On Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, one should use red wine and not clear wine and not what we call white wine. Use red wine. The Taz writes that they stopped using red wine in his time because of the blood libels. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, today we could use the red wine. What if somebody doesn't like red wine? So the poskim say that maybe you could use white wine and just color it a little bit in order to get the simin ladam, to use the red wine. But the poskim say, in that case, if I'm going to do that, so I'm doing that l'shem the symbol. I'm not doing that stam to make a drink that I'm going to make tea, that I dafka want the color. So there, they say one should put the red in first. If I put the little red wine in the cup first, so that's red wine. As I pour the clear wine in, so that's just adding to the red wine. That's not called coloring. And that's why, that way it would be mutter, even for the shitos that are l'chumra. Okay, we continue. First line, Baruch Hashem, we did one line. Itmar chardol shaloshu me'erev Shabbos. Now we're getting into different malachas. And this parak has a potpourri, a number of different malachas that are discussed. Now we're into lisha, kneading. Right, we discussed this once or twice already in the Masechta in terms of adding liquid to any solid. And in that way, connecting the particles, that is the malacha of lisha, of kneading. That's what's related to in terms of mashing things on Shabbos. Itmar, chardol shaloshu with liquid mayonnaise and making thick dressings, v'chulu. Chardol shaloshu me'erev Shabbos. So if you have the mustard that already started to be kneaded from Erev Shabbos, liquid was already added from Erev Shabbos. L'machar amar Rav, memacheu b'yibakli avalo b'yad. Rav says, usually the continuation of the lisha process is done with yad, therefore, you got to do it with a shinui kli. Amalei Shmuel biyad. Atu kol yoma mamachalei biyad. What, do we usually use our hand? That you're saying you shouldn't use it with your hand? Machal chamorimu. What is it? Is it the machal of chamorim that we would use our hands? No. El amar Shmuel. Machal biyad veinu machal b'kli. Either way, opposite shitas of each other. The yesod is that one has to do it with a shinui. We mentioned earlier, I think back in the second part was the first time we had it, the malacha of lush is one of the few malachos that if you do it with a real, real shinui, it becomes mutter. Most of the time, shinui makes a daraisa into a drabanan. If I do a malacha b'shinui. Lush is one of the malachas that if I do it with a real shinui, especially with a double shinui, it might become mutter. Let's say I am making a little cereal for a child. I'm making baby cereal for a baby. So that's lisha. I'm making little oatmeal, right? So what do I do? So for an adult, you can stick without the oatmeal on Shabbos. But let's say for the baby, they need the baby cereal. So we usually say if you do two shinuyim, it is mutter. Number one, whatever you put in the bowl first, put the opposite in. Let's say you usually put the baby cereal solid, and then you add the water. So do the opposite, put the water in first. That's one shinui. And the other shinui is not to stir it in circular motions, but to make X's. Right, that's a double shinui. That double shinui makes it that it's not even the tzuras hamalacha of lush, and therefore that would be mutter in that circumstance. Good. Itmar Viter. Reb Elazar Omer Echazev Echazev Aser. Reb Yochanan Omer Echazev Echazev Mutter. So we got all four opinions. Right, Yan and Kli, both Aser, both Mutter, one and one. Abai Ravi Dami Shavayo, and Alachak Rabbi Yochanan. We don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who says they're both Mutter. And then Rabbi Yochanan, come Rabbi Yochanan, Bishitasi Reb Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan switched his opinion. And he held they're both Aser. Kamer Beliezer, but she does say the Shmuel. It's musical opinions, right? Then Rebbe Eliezer, later on, he re-researched, and he held like Shmuel, that Yad is Mutter and not Kli. Abai Avrava Dami Shavayu, Halacha Rebbe Yochanan. The Halacha is Rebbe Yochanan, they're both Aser. The new Rebbe Yochanan. The switch Rebbe Yochanan. Ema da Abaya of the Levelo Achal. Abaya is mother again, not his mother. The Ema is the one that he always quotes, the one that took care of him. His nursemaid of the made it for him, velo achal, but he didn't eat it. Debis who did Zeira of delay, Rav Chiya Barashi, velo achal. The wife of Zeira made it for Rav Chiya, and he wouldn't eat it. Amar le, l'rabcha avi delay. I used to make this for your Rebbe, v'yachal, v'yatal v'at lo achalt. I'm saying, it's good enough for your Rebbe, it's not good enough for you. So he was machmer within his Rebbe. Amar Rava Bar Shva. I was once in front of Ravina, and he was stirring it for me with a stalk of garlic, and he ate it. We don't like any of these opinions, or not all of the opinions. The following. Again, it all is better once the kneading process was started before Shabbos. You're not doing the new stage here. The next day, you're allowed to be memachid, biyad, or bekli. And you could even add in honey, because once it started, you could add in more. But one shouldn't beat it in the normal way. Stir it very gently, not to do it in a strong and aggressive way. Okay, remember also we discussed back then that there is a machlokas tanoim about whether when the, right, we had this back on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, end of the first parak, I apologize. End of the first parak, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, we had the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, is there a malacha of lush just by stage one? There are two stages of lush, right? Just adding the materials together. If I put liquid and flour, I put water into flour without doing anything, that's stage one. Already it memela starts connecting to each other. And then stage two is the active part of kneading. So the Gemara there spoke about, if you remember, machlokas tanam, we're machmir to assume either. Not that they're both daraisa, but we're machmir, lamaisa, the Bir Alachid discusses this, that we're machmir for both opinions to assume that one shouldn't do either one on Shabbos in the normal way. Okay, back to the Brisa. Shechlayim, more materials that are discussed in the context of lush. Kress, Sheshachkan me'erev Shabbos, that you started grinding them from before Shabbos. L'machar, nosi l'tochan shemen v'chometz, u'mamshich l'tochan amisa. One is allowed to add oil and vinegar and put amisa in there. We'll see what amisa is. V'lo yitro v'lo ma'ariv, again, and one is allowed to gently mix it together, but not in a serious fashion. Shum, the third material, garlic, shirisko me'er of Shabbos, which was ground before Shabbos, lamachar nos latocho pulva greasin, you could add in mushed beans, velo yishchok ela ma'ariv, again, not to grind it more, but just to mix it in together. Umamshech is amisa latocho, on the bright side said you could add in amisa. What's amisa? My amisa? Nanya. What would we call that? Mint? Right, Nana? Look at Rashi on the second skinny line. Amisa, mintabalaz. Mint. Amar Abaya, Shma Mina. Hi, Nanya, Ma'ali Latachli. So we see from here that mint is good to put in kress. Okay, if anybody's making kress this Shabbos. For the Purim Seder. Nana, right, nana. That's it, there it is. Vodei Nomlin b'Shabbos. One is allowed to make a nomlin on Shabbos. Taner Rabbanan. Ozei Nomlin b'Shabbos v'nozen aluntis. One can make a nomlin, but not aluntis. Vezoi nomlin, vezoi aluntis. Which is which? A nomlin is a yayin udvash upilpilin. Pepper honey wine mixture. Aluntis, one's allowed to make that. Aluntis, yayin, yashan, umayim, slulin, vafar simon. Old wine, clear water, and afar simon. The avdi, lebei, masu salameka, which people usually drink after they go to the bathhouse to cool themselves off. Or they drink this to get their bodies cooled off. Amar of Yosef, zimnachad, the alis, basar, marukva, lebeban. One time I went into a bathhouse after marukva. Kinafki asoy ashken chamra chadkasa. Afterwards, they brought out a cup of this mixture. The chashi mi bainsa de rashi va tufur dekari. I felt it from the tips of my hairs to the bottom of my toes. It's like that wine affected my entire body. The ashken kisa achrina. And if they would have given me another cup, havi mistafina, I would have been scared. Dilma menachli mischusa de alma de asi. I thought I would be losing some of my olam haba. They would have given me another cup of that. What does that mean? So Rashi, without looking at Rashi, what would we have said? The pashas, I think, of the Gemara is that he was so enjoyable. He's like, oh, this is too good. Right? Where does that Rashi come from? Oh, it's too good. I can't, that's too good. He was losing some olam haba points. So that's what in the back, the Chacham Shlomo says. That's the pshat. I'm getting so much oneg here. No, don't give me another one. I want to save it for olam haba. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi just says, the fact that I'm getting saved, and I'm feeling better. Rashi says, imayisi nitzal mimenu shelo amos. Okay, now a little different shot. I says the Gemara Mar Ukva Deshasi Kol Yoma, but Mar Ukva, Rav Yosef had this after he went after Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva didn't say a word. He just got this and he wasn't affected by it. Shiny Mar Ukva Deshpe. He was used to it. He was used to it. Even the dash. Once he is used to this pleasure, so it doesn't affect him so much. That's why he wasn't affected, even though the others were affected. Okay, so again, these mixtures, why are they allowed to be made? Pash is because some of them are machal briyim, right? That healthy people use them, but that's specifically noted to be a medicine.
From a lush perspective, is there a problem taking gravy from chicken and putting it on rice?
Is there a lush problem putting gravy on rice? No, you're not really, it's not coming together. Lush is, so mashed potatoes is an issue, right? Because rice, if you put a little gravy on rice, it doesn't become one unit.
Right.
Lush is about the combination of separate particles through a liquid medium. I think that's how it's defined, if I remember. Right, so the mashed potatoes, could be, I'm sorry. It depends how much it's lushed. It's nilosh already. If it's already, there is a hefter, the Beis Yosef quotes, that if something is falling apart already, and it's kind of like mushed already, memel, it's mevushal already, so then there might not be a lush problem. It's only if there are separate independent particles, and then this is what's connecting it and making it one unit, so that would be a problem. But if something is already falling apart, the Beis Yosef says that wouldn't be a problem. And if somebody wants to be careful, just do it in the opposite way, to be safe.
Smash it in, you just pour it on and it
So pour it on, so it's not doing, but again, that's stage one that we mentioned. That's stage one, so I still will do it in the opposite order. If you're just pouring it out, we'll do it in the opposite order. Put the gravy on first and then but again, the mashed potatoes, once it's already mashed, if it's not adding any element, so then it's mutter, because it's already nilosh, it's already fully nilosh. You're not adding anything. So that's why it'll be okay. Okay, weiter. Third wide line. Ein shorin es achiltes paposhrin. Chiltes is a type of root. One is not allowed to soak it in lukewarm water to create a medicinal liquid on Shabbos. One is allowed to do that. Avonos in the Torah Chomes. But you could just put it into vinegar. Put it into vinegar and then dip it and use it as a dip, Rashi says, because that is ma'achal briyim. That is something that healthy people would use. Vein sholin es akarshinim. One is not allowed karshinim, a type of legume. What is one, how does one clean one? You put it in a bowl of water so that the dirt flows to the top. One is not allowed to do that on Shabbos because that's borer. I'm putting it in to separate. Also, I can't scrub them. But I'm allowed to just put it into a sifter or a basket, and memela, some pieces will fall through. I'm not doing that. I'm just putting it in on top, and over time, some of the pieces fall through. Ve'ein kovrin, but scrubbing it, just getting the dirt off of something, would be a problem. What about What about rinsing off a fruit under a sink, under the berez, under the a faucet? I take an apple out of the fridge and I rinse it off. So is that borer? Is that it says here, you can't scrub it. So scrubbing it might be a problem without taking off part of the apple underneath. But just putting it under the sink, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, another post can say it's mutter. Rav Moshe says for three reasons. I don't remember all of them, but Rav Moshe says, first of all, are you really separating? When you rinse off a fruit under the water, do people call that separating? What about washing dishes? You're separating the cholent from the plate. You're not separating the cholent. You're washing your dishes. Nobody would call that borer. Sometimes, and you have to look how the post can define it, sometimes you look at an act, and that's not called a malacha. You're not separating the cholent. So to here, you're not separating the dirt. You're rinsing off your apple. Right? So that's not borer. Number one, svara. Number two, svara, Moshe says, is that there's hardly any dirt there. You know why most people do this? Because they've been trained to do this from when they're 6 years old. If there was no water, you'd eat it without that. What, there's really dirt on there? And if my mother wasn't in the room, so I'd eat it anyway without rinsing it off. Right? They're about to put it in their mouth. Oh, did you rinse that? Oh, I forgot. Right? So it shows you're not really separating anything. It's just part of the eating process. So there's a third reason, but those are two reasons where Moshe says it's not a problem. If there's really dirt on it, it's really dirt, or if there's a rotten part, if somebody's about to eat a banana, and there's a rotted part of the brown part of the banana, if somebody doesn't like it, then when you cut that off, you have to take off some of the good. Because that's not, it's just regular. But, unless somebody normally would eat the brown, now they're just not in the mood for it, but anyway. Weiter. Vein kovrin is a tevin bikfar. One is not allowed to sift straw in a sifter. And one shouldn't put the straw in a high place so that the moat, so that the chaff falls down, because that also is putting it into a borer situation. Aval nosein hu bikfara. You could just put it in a sift, a sieve like we said before, and then put it down in the avos where your animal is going to eat, meaning without specifically putting it into a situation where it's going to fall out, even though the motz is going to fall off me'elav, that is mutter in that case. Rashi says this is Rav Shimon, Dav Rashi Miskaven, and it's mutter. Ibailu, Sharamai. So the first line said you're not allowed to put this root, this chiltas, in the lukewarm water to create the medicine on Shabbos. So what if you did? Sharamai. So Tergamara Adonar Sha'a Kamed Rav Yosef, Sharachayev Chatas. Wow. Isur Daraisa. Amalei Habaya, what? Elamayata, Shara Umsabamaya, Hachanami de Machayev, if you put a raw piece of meat in water on Shabbos, you're Chayev Daraisa? The Ritva says that's just Guzma Ba'alma. It's just an exaggeration. Meaning, a Daraisa? What malach are you doing Daraisa? El Amar Abayev mi Drabana. No, it's Nisa Drabanan at most. Shelo Yase, Kederach Shuosa Bachol. It's Nisa Drabanan, so that you don't act like you normally do during the week. So it's uvda dechol of creating medicines. So therefore you have to do it. You're not allowed to do that on a durabana level. Boy mine Rabbi Yochanan mi Rabbi Yanai. Mau lishros es achiltas betzonein. What about in cold water? The Mishnah says lukewarm water is usser. What about in cold water? Amalei usser. It's also usser. So why does the Mishnah say lukewarm? Vanatanein shornes achiltas baposhrin. Habetzonein mutter. The Mishnah sounds like it's mutter. Amalei imkein ma bin li valach. If you don't accept my answer, so what's the difference between us? You asked me a question, I gave you an answer, you say my answer's wrong. So we both think the same thing, so what are you bothering me for? Masitza nichidahi. And it continues, it says, the Mishnah is a das yachid. The Tanya, the Brisa, says otherwise. HR and Sachiltis, Lobacham and Velobetzone. The Brisa says, the Tanakama holds you cannot soak it in cold either. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bacham and also Betzone in Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in Soni would be Mutter. So it's really a machlokas. Lamai Avdile, by the way, why do you make this Chiltis and Poshrim? Liyokra Deliba. For somebody whose heart is heavy. So obviously it doesn't mean Nechola Sheishbo Sakana here. Some type of pain maybe in the heart, but not one that is misukan. That is what it is used for. I don't think it means figuratively depression, right? Heaviness of the heart. I don't think it means that. Rav Acha Bar Yosef Chash B'Yoka Deliba. Rav Yaakov Bar Yosef had it. Asa L'Kami Demar Ukva. Amalei Zil Shasi Tilsa Tikli Chilsasa B'Tlasa Yome. He said here, drink 3 weights of Chilsasa on 3 days in a row. Asal ishti chamsha b'Shabbos u'mali Shabbos. So he had it on Thursday, he had it on Friday, and litzafra, the next morning, Shabbos morning, he comes, he wants to take his third dose. Asal shal be medrusha. He came to the Beis Medrash. Amrulei, they said to him, Tana Devei Rav Ada. For Amrila, Tana Devei Mar Bar Rav Ada. Shosa Adam, Kavo Kabayim, Meino Choshesh. They said, it's mutter. You can drink it. Amr Lahu, Lishas Lo Kami Baile. No, I'm not asking about drinking it. If I would have had the last dose, I would be fine. Ki Kami Baile, Lishros. But I didn't make it. I don't have, can I make the third dose? Lishros my. Amr Lahu, Rav Chia Bar Avin, Bididi Avi Uvda, it happened to me. Va'asai Sha'alte L'Rav Ada Bar Ava, V'lavi B'yade. I asked Rav Ada, he didn't know. Asi Sha'alte L'Rav Huna, V'yamar, you're allowed to soak it in cold water, not in the lukewarm. But you got to do something different than you do on during the week. So put it in cold water, then put it in the sun to get a little warm. That you're allowed to do. So Gemara adds off and says, "Kaman Deshari, who is this last opinion like?" Rav is saying you're allowed to do this. Is that only according to Rabbi Yossi who said it's mutter? The Gemara says, "No, Afilu Laman De Asar, even according to the one earlier who said it's asar, even in cold water." That's only to make for the first dose. If you're not on the medicine already. Aval hacha, kivan de ishti chamshu umali shapsa, since you already had it Thursday and Friday, ilo shasi b'shabas b'stachin. You can't start a medicine for a few days and then stop in the middle. That would be even worse than if had you not taken it in the first place. Mistachin. Again, not misukan mamish, because then there wouldn't be a shayla, but mistachin, and therefore, one is allowed to take it. Period. This Gemara relates, not exactly, but it relates to an important heter of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer, the Shmir Shabbos, also says this. What if somebody is on a 10-day course of antibiotics? Are they allowed to take it on Shabbos? If you only take it once a day, you take it at night, then take it before and after Shabbos. What if you take it twice a day? What if you need to take it on Shabbos? So the Tzitz Eliezer says, beautiful formulation, he says it's mutter. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because that's not called. There's a Gzeira Durabana of taking medicine on Shabbos. That's not called taking medicine on Shabbos. Because you're taking medicine for 10 days. That's just part of a larger process that was never Nechlal on the Gzeira. This is Eliezer says, if you want to look it up, Chelek, Chesim and Tezvav. I'm not going to read it now, but that's this is Eliezer's Heter. The Shaila is, what about the last day? What if the 10th day is Shabbos? So they have to ask the doctor, what kind of effect? You know, you might say, well, it's 10 days for a reason. Or other people will tell you, it's really could be 7 or 8 days. So, you know, depending, I guess, on your doctor. But if it's in the middle of the course and somebody doesn't want to fool around, then there is definitely Ish Mi'amal Lismoch to, that's not called taking medicine on Shabbos. Weiter. Mistamech Pazar of Acha Bar Yosef, Akasve, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Bar Achse. Rav Acha was walking, leaning on his nephew's shoulder. Amale, kibatina lebe Rav Safra, Ailine. When we get to Rav Safra's house, could you please take me inside? Kimatu, Aile, when they went in, they took him in. Boimine, ma'alukis kusei, kitinasa b'shabsa. Next malacha on the discussion. Today we've had Lush, and Borer, and medicine. Again, we didn't get to talk about the issue of Durabanans for Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, but again, that was also discussed by the Rishonim here. So he asked him, are you allowed to scrub a freshly laundered shirt on Shabbos? Lukis kusei kitinasa, meaning to soften it. And when it's made, it's pressed, it's hard, and you want to rub it together to soften it, but softening it also whitens it a little bit. So you're allowed to do that. So the rechuche kitnisa kamachabin v'shaper dami. Do I say you're just softening it and therefore it's muti? You're not doing anything wrong. Al dilma la olude chivra kamachabin. You're also creating it, making it wider v'aser. Amale the rechuche kamachabin v'shaper dami. It's mutter. It's mutter. Isn't it a psik resha? So maybe this is a rai psik resha based on rabbanon is mutter. put in the cat in that context. Many gemaras give impressions relating to that sugya. We pasken aser. Psegresha is rabbanon is aser, only a double drabbanon is mutter. But this Gemara sounds like psegresha, but it says it's mutter. Kinafik asa amarle my boy marmine. And when he went out, he said, "What do you ask him?" Amarle boy mine malukis kuse kitnisa b'shapsa. I asked him, "Are you allowed to scrub together and rub together and soften a shirt?" Farvely shaper them, and he said, "It's mutter." So the other person who his nephew asked him, "Tiboy le lamar sudra. Why didn't you ask him about a sudar?" Right, about why do you ask me about a shirt? Ask me about a sudar. Sudar, look at me by. He said, "No, I'm not bothered by a sudar." Why? Because they already know that answer. To buy me Rav Huna. I asked that to Rav Huna last week. Upashali li'isura. See on the side, and he already said that's aser. So he says, "So why didn't you know the answer before? And why is it mutter?" V'tiv shalei lamar mi sudra. So if sudra is aser, so why is the shirt mutter? So Amalei, no, there's a difference. Hasam, by the handkerchief, which is usually worn on the outside and on a head and it's very visible. Mechziko olu dechivra. Why would you be doing that? Pashas, because you want it whitened. Hach, over here, it's a shirt that's not always a one on the outside. Not everybody sees it. Hach, lo mechziko olu dechivra. It doesn't look like whitening so much and therefore, not a problem. Amar of Chizda, hi kitnisa. If you have this shirt, well, we would call it on a hanger. But a hanger is not muksa. There was some type of rod that was inside the shirt that was holding it that was semi-muksa. So the Gemara says, Mishlefo ledidam mikan yashari. You could take the shirt off of the rod, because there you're not moving the muksa. But kanya mimana aser. But taking off the rod from it is aser, because it's a type of muksa machmas gufo. It's not just a hanger, which could be used to hang something up on Shabbos, which is not muksa, but it would, in that, the context is talking about some type of rod, which was muksa machmas gufo. Arava vim clay kivai you mutter. But if it's a clay kivai, which we've had before, we had earlier, kuf yud gimel, a kli, part of the weaving process, which we would call a kli shemachdol iser, usually used for weaving, but it's mutter l'sar gufos, then it's mutter. You don't have to be so careful taking it off of the kli. Amar Rav Chizda, hi kishta the yarka. If somebody has a bush of yarkos vegetables, ichazi lamachal behema, and it was cut before Shabbos, ichazi lamachal behema shoy little tule. If it's fit for animal fodders, then it's mutter. It's not muksa. Ve'ilo aser. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, hi talya debisra. There used to be a string that they used to hang meat on in order not to become to keep fresh. They used to hang it so the wind would keep it fresh. Charlotte Tule. So that string is mutter to be metaltel, because that's not muksa, because you can eat the meat on Shabbos. To kavri aser. Kavri is aser. Why? But kavri means fish. Why? Because nobody eats raw fish. Interesting how times have changed. Bizman azeh, we eat raw fish, right? Sushi, and we don't eat raw meat. Okay. Amarav katina, ha omid be'em sahamita, kilo omid be'kresa shel isha. Rav Katina says that a person should not sit on a bed of a woman. Well, I can sit on the bed of a woman, you're going to start thinking about the woman, and it's not going to be appropriate. A lot of men say, but others say that you don't have to worry about it. If the woman's not there, you can just sit on the bed. Right? The Chazal say, now that I look at the clothing of a woman, all different worries and gedarim that we have to take. Amar Rav Chizda, by Beirav. So now Rav Chizda, give some advice to rabbis and then to everybody. Amar Rav Chizda, by Beirav de Zavin Yarka. A rabbi who's going to the marketplace to buy vegetables, Lizvin Aricha. Kisha ki kisha ba'urcha memela. If you're buying a bunch of vegetables, buy the long vegetables. Because the thickness is the same for all of them. So you'll get more for your buck if you buy long vegetables. Okay? V'yam Rav Chizda. I don't know why he's only saying this to the Barbe Rav. Maybe everybody could use this advice. Barbe Rav de Zavin Kanya. So he's buying reeds. Same thing. Lizven Aricha. Tuna ki tuna. They all weigh the same. Or the middle. Ba'urcha memela. And the length is just something that you would get benefit from. Somebody who does not have too much bread. Lolechol yarka mishum de garbage. Not eat vegetables because that whets the appetite that you should want, you should want more bread. So you should just eat things that satiate. V'yam Rav Chizda, ana lo ba'aniyusi achli yarka v'lo ba'asirusi achli yarka. Rav Chizda says, I didn't eat certain vegetables when I was poor or when I was rich. Ba'aniyusi mishum tegarir, when I was poor because I didn't want it to whet my appetite and I don't have enough money for anything. Ba'asirusi, when I was rich, da'amina hecha da'ayol yarka leo bisra v'kavri. Because once I became rich, I'm like, maybe I should just, I don't want to overstuff myself, so if I'm going to eat something, I might as well eat meat and fish, which are better than vegetables. So that's why I did that. I switched my dietary law. The Chazam Sofer says a lot of this, and we're not going to go into it now. If you look in this Chedushim right here, he goes through that a lot of this is symbolic about Torah and switching certain types of learning for other types of learning. He goes through. And the Meiri here says, one should always be careful what one puts into the mouth. Right? We shouldn't just like eat and eat and eat and then eat something this and eat some of that. We should think before we eat and decide. Right? It's the anti-smorgasbord, Meiri. Right? What do we do by a smorgasbord? Right, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so common, but in the old country, right? Whatever's in front of you, I eat. And then I go to the next table, I see something else, and I eat more. I don't really think too much about what I'm going to decide what I'm going to eat. No. And somebody walks by with something else, I'll take some of that. Right, so we have to be careful about, we have to think before we eat. That could be the message of this Gemara. Rav Chizda thought before he ate. V'yamar Rav Chizda, barbe rav delo nefishalei rifta, a rav who doesn't have so much bread, lo lipsa bitsue. One shouldn't, if somebody has little morsels of bread, it's better to save them all up at once and then eat them together That will help satiate rather than eat bit by bit, because that won't bring satiation. Also, Babi Rav, that does not have a lot of bread, lo livtza, should not, if somebody is poor, he shouldn't be the one making hamotzi for everybody else. Why? My time, to lo avid bayin yafeh. Remember we had in Maseches Brachas that the balabais is botseya, because he'll give big pieces. So, let's say there's a Rav who is visiting, and you want him to be botseya. You shouldn't be mechabed him if he's in the mentality of being poor, he's going to cut little pieces. She always have the bala bayis be botseya, whoever is going to give ba'ayin yafe. V'yamar Rav Chisda, ana me'ikara lo havi batzana adeshadi yadi b'kule mana v'shtachik be'kol tzarchi. I never broke bread. I was never a botseya until I made sure that I had enough. V'yamar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, hai man te'efshel le'mechal nama desari v'achal dechiti karva mishum batashchis. Rav Chisda says, if you could eat barley bread, which is an inferior type of bread, and you eat wheat bread, because all of a sudden you're used to eating an inferior food, and now you eat the higher level food. Ah, that's baltashkes. Save your money, baltashkes. V'yamar Rav Papa, hi man, efshel lemishtei shichra v'shasi chamer over mishal baltashkes. Rav Papa says the same thing. If you could drink beer and you drink wine, right, you're wasting your money. But the Gemara says v'lam milsehi. No, we don't hold that way. Baltashkes du gufa adif. You know, if I could make my body better by having better food, that's worth baltashchis. Right? The second time we had this line in this Masechta, right? We had earlier with the bloodletting. Baltashchis du gufa adif. Right? Baltashchis, we had a shir about it a couple of years ago, an itafi'in shir. People could feel free to look into it relating to issues of baltashchis. V'yamar Rav Chisda, more advice. Bar be'rav de lesle mishcha. If somebody doesn't have oil to wipe their hands with at the end of the meal, meaning mayim achronim, somebody doesn't have mayim achronim or the types of oils. Mayim achronim is kuf, right? It's in Shulchan Aruch. Again, not for now, but mayim achronim is in kuf pei aleph in Aruch Hayim. Coffee. You have coffee at the end of your meal. Let's see, remember what siman it is, right? That's the and kuf mem right here. Mayim, right? Mayim achronim says the so if somebody doesn't have what to wash their hands with at the end of the meal, nimshi mai dechariti. Use this type of water that's sitting, because that's similar. It has the same qualities as the oil for cleanliness. If somebody's buying a piece of meat in the butcher shop, lizvin unka, buy the neck meat. To isbei tlasamini bistra, that has three different types of tastes. It's the best type of meat. If somebody is buying a shirt, lizvin mi dinahar abba, buy from there. V'nachari kol tlasin yomin, clean it every 30 days. To mefat malei treisa yarchi shasa. And if you follow this, then it'll last you for a year. Right, that shirt will last you for a year. V'ano arva, and I'm the ariv. I guarantee it. It's like a commercial. Right, I guarantee it. Just do this, follow my lead. My kitu nisa, what does even that word come from? Kita na'e. Kita na'e, a nice friend. Right, this shirt will stay with you for a long time. V'yam Rav Chisda. Barbe Rav lo leisev at sifta chadasa. Don't sit on a new mat that was just made with pointy reeds. The michle mani, because that's going to ruin your shirt. It's going to get caught, and it's going to, you have to wait for it to get broken in first. V'yam Rav Chisda. Barbe Rav lo lister mani lo ushpiza lechavrile. Somebody, a Rav who stays at an inn, should not give certain parts of his clothing to the woman who runs the inn to wash. Maybe she'll find something on the, maybe there'll be some stains on it that'll be inappropriate. Maybe it'll be a chil Hashem when he gives it. So now Rav Chisda, we had some messages for rabbis, but now we have some messages for his daughters. And again, this is one of those Gemaras that you say, everything's in the Gemara. The Gemara teaches us everything. Amar Rav Chisda Labantei. Tevi tzniyasan ba'api gavraichu. You should beat sanua in front of your husbands. The lo techlu nama babi gavraichu. Don't eat so much in front of them. You know, they shouldn't think that you're a glutton. Lo techlun yarka balelya. Don't eat vegetables at night. That'll give you bad breath. Lo techlun tamri balelya, or dates. Velo tishtun shichra balelya, or beer. Velo tifrin hecha de befanu gavraichu. Literally, don't go to the bathroom where your husband went to the bathroom. Again, in the days of old, in the same place. It's meaning it should be private. It should be the message being tznius. V'chikakari ababa inush. And when somebody comes to the door and you say, who is it? There's a way to say who is it in the masculine and in the feminine. Lo tamrin manu elamani. Say the feminine. Don't make it like you're used to talking to men. Right? Use the feminine. And now the next line is a major machlokas. What exactly does it mean? So let's just translate it and then we'll see. Noket Marganisa Bechada Yadeh, hold a pearl in one hand, Vikura Bechada Yadeh. Kura is like from a Kur HaBarzel, the kiln, where the kalim are created, with the other hand. Hold a pearl in one hand and a kiln in the other hand. Marganisa Achvilahu, show them, show your husband the pearl, Vikura Lo Achvilahu. But the kiln, do not show them, Adimitztaran, until they're in pain, Vahadar Achvilahu, and then show them. What exactly does this mean? So if you look in the Me'iri literally says that you take a pearl and you take some type of kli and you basically do a game. You show them a pearl and you put the other thing behind your back. And there's a taiva, a natural taiva to always want what I don't see and what I don't have. Right? That's natural. And therefore, says the Me'iri and says the Ritva, that's what's happening here. He's giving them a mashal to how to be with their husbands. Meaning, be tsanua, and the more tsanua you are, the more the taiva will go up, and then that way, right, the more open one is, so the more less. Right, mitoch sheba lo riyasa derech kosef, afi chashuva beina, v'hu mashal, sh'afa kuren, it doesn't matter what, right, what the relationship, the more one covers, the more one is sanua, so then the more taiva one would one would have. And that's what the Ritva says as well. This is all b'derech mashal, said b'derech tznius. I'll just read you the Ritva and then we'll do Rashi, and we'll be finished. The Ritva says, v'amargalis hera lohem la'alter, v'apcham lo hera lohem, v'yusvu roshu davar chashav harbe, v'yimitztaros leroso, ukititztaron hadar achvili, then show, lohodiacha shahadavar hatsanua adam mechabavo yoser. The message of tznius. Rashi says, nothing to do with pearls. It's all a mashal. Rashi says that different parts of a woman's body, he is explaining not to be overly hasty when the daughters, he's saying, are with their husbands. Again, beat sanua in a way that will cause the husband and the wife to be able to be mahana each other. So that's what that's. It's all a mashal. Rashi explains. And again, we've discussed this in the past that the idea of a husband and a wife and the chibur. Gift that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave to a husband and a wife, the point of it is a Maisa Nesina. It's not Chayes Vashal Maisa Lakicha, and that's where Rav Nachman is saying, according to Rashi, that it should be, they should find a way, the daughter should find a way to give and not just to get. Okay, let's just finish to the Mishnah. Ein Sholan Asachar Shinim. One is not allowed to soak these vegetables in order for the dirt to go up. Matisa Doki Aitana, Detanya, Rav Ben Yaakov Omer, Eimashkicha Mekaver Kolikar. Rav Ben Yaakov says you can't even touch the strainer at all. So our Mishnah says you can, you just can't use it for the soaking because that would be an issue of Boer. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. In the last daf of Perek Tolan, tomorrow, again, Parsha Shir was given last night, so Hashem, it hopefully will be up.